In one of his first speeches since securing enough delegates to win his party's presidential nomination, Donald Trump rallied supporters at Celent Arena in downtown Fresno today. Valley Public Radio's Jeffrey Hess reports.
Ever confident, Donald Trump took the stage waving and smiling at cheering supporters and giving his signature thumbs up.
Wow, thank you, everybody. What a crowd. What a crowd.
Trump opened his more than hour-long unscripted speech by promising to bring more water to the Central Valley, saying it is, in his words, very, very simple.
If I win, believe me, we're going to start opening up the water so that you can have your farmers survive, so that your job market will get better.
After opening with water, Trump transitioned to more familiar territory, focusing on national issues and attacking Hillary Clinton and even some of his defeated GOP rivals. The crowds cheered, waved pro-Trump signs like Farmers for Trump, and played into his call-and-response routine about building a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border.
All right, you ready? Are you ready? And who is going to pay for that wall?
Mexico!
Mexico, 100%.
He charged up the crowd with a long string of promises on everything from healthcare to trade that relied on details, but heavy on one aspect, winning.
We're going to keep winning, 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 and we are going to make America great again!
Trump drew the most passionate responses when he attacked the record of both current President Barack Obama as weak and Democratic frontrunner Hillary Clinton as a corrupt politician bought by Wall Street who, in his words, doesn't like the average person. Trump promised that he's going to make a serious play for California, despite most polls showing that would be a mighty feat.
And you know what? I view it strategically also, because if we don't win it, they are going to spend one hell of a fortune in fighting me off, that I can tell you. Money that could have been spent someplace else. Right? Right?
Trump was interrupted twice by shouting protesters, but they were escorted out peacefully. The speech played well with Alicia Paris, who sees him as a breath of fresh air in politics.
Donald is a real leader, and so I think America needs a leader for a change. I think that he needs to bring, I think he'll bring pride back to America.
Trump did make some national news, saying that he has changed his mind and is no longer willing to debate Democratic candidate Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders. For Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jeffrey Hess.
While Trump drew thousands to the rally in Celent Arena today, as FM89's Carrie Klein reports, not everyone at the site was eager to hear Trump's message.
Si se puede was the rallying cry echoing throughout downtown this morning. That and another chant involving the F word. Actually, there were a lot of those. A few hundred protesters gathered to shout, chant, and heckle Trump supporters as attendees trickled into the Celent Arena. A common reason for protest was, not surprisingly, Trump's recent comments about minorities and immigrants. Here's high school junior Isabella Prieto.
I am the daughter of two immigrants who came over from Mexico, and we have family in Mexico and family here. We fought so hard to eradicate racism in this country, and there is no way that we're going to let it continue.
Bryson White is a faith-based community organizer.
Trump is someone who uses language that divides people based on hateful speech, and it's antithetical to who I understand Jesus to be, and I don't think he's the right person to be the lead person for the country.
To Jesse Ornelas, a recent Fresno State graduate, just as threatening as the presumptive nominee are the supporters coming to hear him.
A lot of these people are teaching my children. They're handling our money in our banks. You know, they are giving loans out to people. You know, these are people that have some kind of power, you know, over us, and that's what scares me the most about them.
The demonstration was largely peaceful, but police and riot gear eventually broke up the crowd as it blocked a major intersection downtown. With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Carrie Klein.